Parshas Hayasara. Yitzchak HaTzadik grew up and studied a lot of Torah. One day, Avraham Avinu said, "It's time to look for a wife for Yitzchak." Avraham went to his loyal servant Eliezer and said, "Please, go look for a girl that can be Yitzchak's wife. The girl must be good and kind." Eliezer took 10 camels and loaded them with presents and jewelry. Then he put muzzles on their mouths so they wouldn't be able to eat from fields that did not belong to them. At last, he set out on his way, find a wife for Yitzchak. Choron, the land Eliezer wanted to reach, was very far away. But Hashem shortened the way so that Eliezer got there on the same day that he left Eretz Yisrael.
"How will I know which girl is right for Yitzchak?"
Eliezer thought to himself. He davened to Hashem,
"Please help me find a wife for Yitzchak. I will make a sign for myself. I'll stand near a well, and I'll ask the girls to give me water. When a girl gives me and my camels to drink, I will know that she is the one for Yitzchak."
Eliezer then went to stand near a well. Suddenly, he saw a girl coming toward him.
"Whom do you think that girl was?"
"That's right. It was Rivka the Tzadekis." The well was very deep. To draw water, the girls had to tie a rope to the pail and lower it into the water. When the pail was full, they pulled on the rope and they pulled it up until the pail of water came all the way to the top. Oh, it was such hard and tiring work. When Rivka came to the well, the water came up to her. All she had to do was put down the pail, and the water rushed in. She didn't have to bend down even, or even tug at the rope. What a nace. Eliezer understood that Rivka was a very special girl. She must be the right one for Yitzchak. So he said to her,
"Please give me water to drink."
"Sure, with pleasure," Rivka answered. "Drink, my master, and I will give to your camels to drink as well."
Rivka loved to help people. She knew that it was a very big mitzvah. So she hurried to get water for Eliezer and his camels.
Camels need a lot of water. So Rivka kept on filling the pail with water again and again and again. She was still very young, and her little hands and feet were getting tired. Back and forth she went, back and forth, from the camels to the well, and from the well to the camels. Oh, how much water do camels drink? But Rivka loved doing mitzvahs. She was glad to be able to help Eliezer and his camels as well. Even when she felt tired, she kept drawing water from the well until all the camels had drunk their fill. Eliezer saw that Rivka was a true tzaddikess. He gave her presents and jewelry. Then he asked her mother and father permission to take Rivka to be Yitzchak's wife. Rivka went happily with Eliezer to become Yitzchak's wife.